الحمد لله كفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين صدق الله العظيم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اللہ تعالیٰ سیز ان قرآن شریف ان اللہ غفور الرحیم, سم پلیسز واللہ غفور الرحیم, اللہ تعالیٰ از آفٹ فور گیونگ از موسٹ فور گیونگ اینڈ موسٹ مرسیفل. دس آیت آف دا قرآن شریف ہیز بین انڈرسٹوڈ بائی مینی پیپل ان دا رانگ کانٹیکسٹ. Many a person you will find him committing some sin, but when he is told that the sin, what act you are doing, is contrary to the Quran hadith, it is something which is haram for you to do, he then quotes his ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoor Rahim. Our belief is al-imanu bayna al-khawfi wal-raja, that iman, a person's iman and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is between two things. It is one is fear and one is hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not mean at all times that we have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that to that extent that we do not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all. When doing any act, the first thought should be that Allah ta'ala is watching me. When Allah ta'ala is watching me, how can I do this act if it is contrary to the Quran and Hadith? If it is something prohibited in Shariat, how can I do this act? The first quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained this ayat is Allah ta'ala is most forgiving. And the second quality is Allah ta'ala is the most merciful. Allah ta'ala's mercy we can see around us in different forms. Just to show you the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an incident comes to mind. Once Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha saw a woman who was given a khajur, a date, by one person. She took that khajur, broke into two pieces, gave one piece to one of her daughters and the other piece to another daughter. So when she saw this, she felt very pitiful for this lady. And she told this entire incident, she related this entire incident to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said that Allah Ta'ala's mercy has 100 portions to it. And of this, Allah Ta'ala has only sent one portion of this 100 portions of His mercy to the world. Of this we find a mother shows mercy to her child. A father shows mercy to his child, to the wife. Animals show mercy and show care to their young ones. And similarly in the world, whatever forms of mercy a person shows to a being, a creation, shows to another creation of Allah Ta'ala, that is all of this one portion of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of that 100 portions of mercy of Allah Ta'ala, there are 99 portions, 99 ajza and portions that Allah Ta'ala has restored and left for the year after. Imagine this world today. Despite we being so disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is a Muslim, he still believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at times he becomes disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But a non-Muslim, how disobedient is he to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Despite that, look at Allah ta'ala's mercy upon him and upon everybody. He gives him water, he gives him sustenance, he gives him air to breathe, and everything, he gives him good health, he gives him wealth. He gives him everything in this world, all out of his mercy. Imagine in this world, Allah Ta'ala has given us so much in this world, all out of his mercy. 99 portions are left for us in hereafter. How much more merciful, how much more we will see the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of us, manifest in front of us in the hereafter. This is all out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A non-Muslim, despite him having not disbelieving Allah in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we find many a non-Muslim, is so rich and has so many comforts in this world. This does not mean that Allah Ta'ala is happy with that person. Allah Ta'ala is giving him as a rope. How you say in English that a rope is given to a person, and when you pull that rope, that person is then destroyed and doomed. Similarly, this non-Muslim who has been given all his comforts and his wealth in this world, it is all a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. Allah ta'ala says in the Hadith of Qudsi that U'ti dunya liman uhib wa liman la uhib. I give this world, this dunya, which has no value in Allah ta'ala's eyes, I give it to who I love, who I do not love. By a person being rich, by a person having properties and businesses and whatever he could have, this does not mean Allah Ta'ala is happy with that person. It does not necessarily mean that. But it could also be in a form as of a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. But Allah Ta'ala then says in the Hadith Qudsi, "U'ti deen, wa la u'ti deen illa liman uhib." I do not give deen and piety and Islam except to that person who I love. A person who has piety in him, he has deen in him, that is a sign of Allah Ta'ala loving that person. But if a person has dunya and has the world in him, out of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, this does not mean Allah Ta'ala is pleased with him. It could be a test most of the time. It is a test from Allah Ta'ala's side how to use that wealth in the dunya. So we are speaking about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's mercy comes down upon us in different forms. One is you get a person who is very generous. The only time he gives charity and he is good to people, when people come to him and request from him and beg from him, and he still gives, that person is a very generous person. But above that you get another person who, despite people not asking him, despite people not begging from him, he still gives the people. He still gives different people, whether it could be his enemy, whether it could be his friend, that person is a much more generous person. That is in humans. Imagine Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, without asking, Allah Ta'ala gives us to show us His mercy. As we were speaking about the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the ways of Allah Ta'ala showering His mercy upon us is that He has given us this auspicious month of Ramadan. He gives us different times in the year. It can be Laylatul Qadr, it could be the month of Ramadan, it could be different parts of the year. When a person goes for Hajj, a person goes for Umrah, a person goes for Umrah in the month of Ramadan. Umratun fi Ramadan ka hajjatin ma'i. Rasulullah says words to this effect. A person who makes Umrah in Ramadan, it is like making Hajj with me. That is what Rasulullah has mentioned in the Hadith. So Allah Ta'ala gives us many chances in the year through which He can shower upon us His mercy. And one of the times of showering His mercy upon us is this auspicious month of Ramadan. This month of Ramadan, Rasulullah has mentioned in the Hadith that there are five favors in this month that we have been given. No ummah before us, no nation before us, no people before us have been given these five favors in this month. Firstly, لَخَلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ أَطْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. That the smell that comes out of the mouth of the person who is fasting is more scented and more pure, more scented and more loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the meaning that it is more pure to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the smell and the fragrance of musk. How much we love musk, how much we spend for musk, but Allah ta'ala, despite we may not like that smell, but Allah ta'ala, to Allah ta'ala, that smell is very, very atyab, it is more, most pure. That is the first virtue and first favor we have been given, the people before have not been given. Second is تَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُ الْحِيطَانِ. That the fishes, they make istighfar and seek forgiveness for the person who is fasting in this month. That this person is doing good. He is staying away. Leave alone the haram things, that is which is prohibited from him. But even those things that are permissible for him, eating, drinking, these are all permissible acts. This person is staying away from it. By him staying away, by him doing good deeds, Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased with the person. And as it is known, أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُمَّالُكُمْ, that your deeds, according to your deeds, you will have rulers above you. And according to your deeds, will the conditions come. If good deeds go up, good conditions come down. So a person, by people fasting, we are doing good deeds, a very, very great act, which today we do not regard as a good act. We do not regard as a very great deed. But in reality, It is a very, very great act that we are doing by just by fasting. This is love so much that even the fishes in the sea, by people doing good, they benefit through this. By them benefiting, how they benefit is, we do good, good conditions come down, and we are safe from calamities. As a result, even the fishes in the sea, they are not affected by any musibat, by any calamity. So they make istighfar and seek forgiveness on behalf of the person who is fasting. Thirdly is, Allah Ta'ala decorates Jannat for the month of Ramadan. That a special guest is to come, a special month, a special time is to come. Allah Ta'ala decorates Jannat for the sake of the month of Ramadan. We know today that for the sake of a non-Muslim, for a non-Muslim trend of Christmas and New Year, how much we decorate the shops and what not do we do? We go out of our way, we give gifts and what not. That is for a non-Muslim, a non-Muslim trend, a non-Muslim occasion, which a Muslim should not do. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of month of Ramadan, how much He decorates Jannat, especially for this month of Ramadan. That is a special guest, special time, a very beloved time, a very Mubarak and blessed time is to come. That is why I decorate Jannat for the people. Fourthly is that in this month, the rebellious shaitans, the shayateen, they are chained this month. That is why we find, many people we find the masjids are full. People desire to do more good deeds. The shaitan is not on top of them. But those deeds, those sins that still take place from us, it is because of our nafs and our desires that we have that habit in us from before. That is why it takes place from us. And fifthly is that Allah's, these five favors, as I mentioned before, is that has not been given to any ummah but our ummah. The fifth virtue is that on the last night of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala forgives the entire ummah, all those people that have fasted for the month of Ramadan. On the last night of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala forgives every one of them. So these five things have not been given to anybody before us. We find this month of Ramadan, just in the wajh tasmiyah, just in the naming of the month of Ramadan, our ulama, our great prized predecessors have explained that the month of Ramadan comes from the word Ramad. Ramadan in Arabic means to burn. That in this month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala burns away our sins. Whatever sins we have, it is like, in a metaphorical sense, it is burnt away. That we have no sins at the end of the month of Ramadan. Also, it has another meaning of that to evacuate, to clean something of whatever it has in it. Similarly, Allah Ta'ala cleans us in this month, evacuates us from whatever wrong we have in us, whatever sins we have, Allah Ta'ala forgives us. But still remember, my dear respected brother in Islam, one is the rights of Allah Ta'ala, and one is the rights of people. The rights of people, whether it could be our debts, whatever it could be, that we still have to seek forgiveness from the person, and then only we'll be forgiven. So this is the great, this just the month of Ramadan itself has two meanings behind it. Some great pious predecessors, this, whatever I'm quoting is all from kitabs. In, they have, for each letter for the month of Ramadan, they have shown meanings behind that. The word Ramadan is a five-letter word. There are five letters in this word Ramadan. The first letter is a letter Ra that substantiates and that has the meaning of Rahmat behind it. In this month, as in the Hadith Rasulullah has mentioned, that awwaluhu rahma, the first 10 days of the month of Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala special Rahmat comes down. Second 10 days is maghfirat, awsatuhu maghfirah. And the third is itqum minan nar. The last ten days is emancipation, is freedom from the fire of Jahannam. So in this month, Allah Ta'ala special mercy comes down. Second is a letter meem that shows maghfirat, we are forgiven in this month. Third is a letter dhad. Letter dhad stands for da'f, di'f, meaning to multiply, multiple. In this month, as we have heard before, many a times we have read and we have heard before that a farz act, a compulsory act, one is rewarded 70 times more in this month. And for a nafil act, he is given the sawab of a compulsory act. So in this month, these our deeds are multiplied many folds. Then the letter hams, that is alif, that stands for ulfat, that is ulfat meaning unity and love. That generally in this month is a general trend, doesn't mean everywhere, but it's a general trend. That we gather more in this month, we share meals in this month, at the time of iftar or whatever time it could be, That is ulfat, unity and love is created. And last is a letter noon, that stands for ni'mat or noor. That this month of Ramadan is a great ni'mat, is a great virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Allah says in the Quran Sharif, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you have to count and enumerate the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not be able to encompass them. This month of Ramadan is a great ni'mat and a great virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also it can stand for the word noor. Noor meaning love, that is light. Light is created in our hearts by we doing good deeds. Noor and light comes into our hearts. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damar Barakatum explains that when a person does good deeds, this the noor, the light of those good deeds, it gathers in his heart. But when any sin is committed, he says the heart is like a stockhouse. But when any sin is committed, whether it could be through the eyes, the ears, or whatever part of the body, that noor begins to escape from his body. As we may have heard of the story where our Hazrat was traveling in Jeddah with his Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Abu al-Haq Sahib Damar Barakatuhum, and they could not feel the coolness of the air conditioner. Upon checking, one of the windows of the car was open. When they closed the window, then the coolness of the air conditioner could be felt. Upon this, Hazrat Maulana Abu al-Haq Sahib Damar Barakatuhum explained that this is the example of our heart. Our heart receives the noor, receives the coolness of our good actions. But when sins are committed by the eyes, by the mouth, or whichever part of our body, that noor begins to escape. And as a result, as the hadith explains, our heart is black spot comes on our heart, and our heart does not have any noor. The noor decreases and it becomes black. Just the letters in the month of, just the word Ramadan, the letters behind that, some ulama have explained that it has different meanings behind it. When a person is fasting, he is also resembling the angels. The angels are those beings of creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that don't disobey him. That they do not do any sin. لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ. They don't disobey Allah ta'ala in whatever He has commanded them. Similarly, when we fast, we are staying away from those things that are permissible for us to. But Allah ta'ala then resembles, we are then resembled with the angels. How close they are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala then gives us closeness to Him also. Allah ta'ala gives us proximity to Him also. In one hadith, Rasulullah SAW has mentioned, if the people knew what is the reality of the reward of fasting, they would have desired that the entire year be the month of Ramadan. My dear respected brother in Islam, many of us may think we have heard this before. We know this. There's no need to repeat it. Dear respected brother in Islam, the only time we can say we have heard and we know something is when we practice upon it. We put it into practice, we show it in our lives, then we can say we have really heard and we know something. But if we have not practiced upon it, let us hear more about it and let us practice upon it. But this month of Ramadan, Rasulullah has mentioned, if you knew the value of it, you would have desired, the Sahaba should desire in that way, that the entire year be the month of Ramadan. Because of the great virtue, the great sawab, and what not you attain in this month of Ramadan. Rasulullah has mentioned one hadith, that fasting is the door of all forms of ibadat, all forms of good deeds. Fasting is the door to it. Because when a person is fasting, he has nothing else to do. Whatever work he has, he does that. But besides that, it encourages him and makes it easy for him to do whatever ibadat he has to do. In this month, where when a person fasts, Rasulullah has mentioned a hadith, فَلَافَةٌ لَا تُرَدُّ دَعْوَتُهُمْ, that there are three people whose du'as are not rejected. Firstly, الصَّائِمُ حِينَ يُفْطِرُ or الصَّائِمُ حَتَّى يُفْطِرُ. There are two narrations. A person who is fasting right until he makes iftar. According to one narration, the person who is fasting at the time when he is making iftar, at that time, when he makes dua, his duas are accepted. So while we are fasting, whatever duas we made, Allah Ta'ala, the hadith Rasulullah has been mentioned, Allah Ta'ala does not reject these duas. Second is Al-Imam Al-Adil, the just ruler. Whatever dua he makes, Allah Ta'ala does not reject it. And thirdly is Ta'watul Mazloom, the dua of a person who is oppressed. Allah Ta'ala, Rasulullah SAW says in the hadith, يَرْفَعُهَا اللَّهُ فَوْقَ الْغَمَامِ. Allah Ta'ala raises the dua of an oppressed person above the clouds. وَتُفْتَحُ لَهَا أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ. And the doors of the sky are open for this dua. Allah, وَيَقُولُ الرَّبُّ Allah Ta'ala says, La ansurannaka walau ba'da heen. I will definitely help you. The oppressed person, Allah Ta'ala says, I will definitely help you, even though it could be after some time. Whether oppression is to our wives, whether oppression is to our workers, whether oppression is to anybody in any form, Allah Ta'ala says, when that oppressed person makes dua to me, his duas are accepted, I raised it above the clouds, the doors of the sky is open, and I promise him, I will definitely help him sometime or the other. Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullah alayh, in Fazail al-Ramzan, has mentioned one hadith, where Rasulullah has mentioned, that those angels that are carrying the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that leave everything else, and say Ameen to the dua of those people who are fasting. Those who are fasting, say Ameen to the du'as. Imagine such beings and creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that have not and will never commit any sin and any transgression to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are told, commanded by Allah ta'ala, that leave everything else and say Ameen to the du'a of those who are fasting. What great status Allah ta'ala has given to the du'a of the person who is fasting. How much more, while we are fasting, we should increase our du'as and ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people have this conception in mind. Whatever I ask du'a, when the hadith says, du'as are not rejected and are definitely accepted, it means whatever I'm going to ask for, I will definitely get it. But it is an experience of many people that whatever du'a they make is not readily and given to them immediately. Rasulullah has mentioned the answer of this is in a hadith. Rasulullah says, مَا مِن مُسْلِمْ يَدْعُو بِدَعْوَى لَيْسَ فِيهَا إِثْمْ وَلَا قَطِعَةُ رَحْمٍ إِلَّا أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا إِحْدَى ثَلَاثٍ. Whenever a person, a Muslim, makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala gives him one of the three things in exchange of his dua. إِمَّا أَن يُعَجِّلَ لَهُ دَعْوَةً. Either Allah ta'ala gives him whatever he wants immediately. He asked for whatever he could be, Allah ta'ala gave him immediately. That's the first choice Allah ta'ala gives. Secondly is, إِمَّا أَن يَدَّخِرَ لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Either that Allah ta'ala stores it for him in the hereafter. In one hadith it is mentioned, Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullah mentioned one hadith, that when a person goes to the hereafter, and he sees so much of sawab, so much of reward he has attained, he will ask Allah ta'ala, the mafhum of the hadith is, he will ask Allah ta'ala, Oh Allah, I have not done so much of good deeds. From where have I attained so much of good deeds? Allah ta'ala will tell him, that this extra reward you have received, it is all the reward of those du'as that were not accepted and given to you in the dunya. This person will then desire in Jannat, Oh Allah, he will desire in his heart that how nice it would have been if all my du'as in this world were not accepted and I attained the reward of it in the hereafter by seeing the greatness of the reward. How much the reward is, how much the sawab will be in Jannat, he will desire like this. So either Allah Ta'ala stores it for you in the hereafter, he is Hakim, he is full of wisdom, he knows why he is not giving it to you now. Or the third is, إِمَّا أَيَّسِفَ عَنْهُ مِنَ السُّوءِ مِثْلَهَا وَقَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. Either Allah Ta'ala removes some calamity through the barakat and the blessings of the dua. Some calamity was supposed to come, Allah Ta'ala removes the calamity through the barakat of this dua. So those duas we make, we ask for something, Allah Ta'ala doesn't give it to us immediately. We should still continue. Allah Ta'ala likes one act of a person, his ilhah, that he continues, he persists in making dua. Continuously, we still continue asking Allah Ta'ala. But it does not mean Allah Ta'ala will give it to us immediately. He can either give it to us in hereafter, or through that barakat of the dua, which is not accepted, Allah Ta'ala can remove some calamity that was supposed to come to us. But in this hadith that I have mentioned, there is two conditions mentioned. One is, we should not make dua and ask Allah Ta'ala of anything which is sinful. Secondly is, we should not ask for any form of cutting off our relationships, with severing and cutting off our relationship with our relatives. When these two conditions are not found in, when these two things are not found in our du'as, Allah Ta'ala will give us one of these three things. Or either, one more condition that Rasulullah has mentioned, that we should not have when making du'a, is isti'ajal. To be hasty, to ask Allah Ta'ala, I made du'a so many times, many people have this in our minds, that I asked so many times, but I haven't been given what I have asked. This should not be in us. By we doing this, Allah Ta'ala doesn't accept the dua of the person. That we become hasty, and we begin to complain to Allah Ta'ala, I asked you so many times, but you're not answering my dua. In one hadith, Rasulullah has mentioned Dua, it is the weapon of a mu'min. It is the weapon of a Muslim. Sahaba ikram, how many times they made dua, and what happened that they won, they made, attained victory for great, great empires. It is our weapon, firstly. Secondly is, Rasulullah says in hadith, that it is a pillar of deen. One strong pillar of deen is dua. And thirdly, it is in the nur of the skies and the earth. The skies and the earth, dua is the nur and a means of light for the skies and the earth. So we find that for a person who is fasting especially, he should increase his dua at all times during the day and at night also. One virtue of the nights of Ramadan, a special angel is appointed in the month of Ramadan at night to call out, "Oh person who wants to do good, come here, go ahead and do your good. And oh person who wants to do evil, stop your evil and stay away from it." So this month of Ramadan, it is a great, very, very virtuous and mubarak and blessed month. We may have heard these virtues before, and we will hear in the following Jummas and Sunday programs. But it is for us to put into practice and fulfill the purpose of fasting, that is taqwa. Taqwa meaning to abstain from all sinful acts in our lives, and to do all the good deeds commanded to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq that we value this month of Ramadan, we increase our du'as in this month of Ramadan, and we attain the actual purpose of fasting, that is taqwa. Wa akhir da'wah, alhamdulillah. Thank you.